Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of daily Christian disciplines to be established in the life of every believer. This is very important. God wants to get fruit in your life, and you need to be a hearer and a doer of the Word of God. And you need these daily Christian disciplines established in you. We've already talked about walking by faith. God said without faith it's impossible to please Him. We must walk by faith, not by sight. And you release your faith as you speak forth the Word of God, praise God. And as you take hold of the promises of God, believing you receive them, the prayer of faith, and as you speak to the mountain releasing your faith, it shall move your mountains in your life. A second area we talked about is walking in love. God's given us a new commandment. Every one of us are to walk in love. That's the royal law. And we all are commanded to walk in love. That is a rule of authority in your life. You know, love never does ill to a neighbor. Love looks at each person as valuable and precious and important. That's the way you need to see God. That's the way you need to see one another. And that's the way you also need to see yourself. You're to love one another as you love yourself. We also talked about being in the Word and doing it. We need to study to show ourselves approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, that we might rightly divide the Word of truth. And we must be a hearer and a doer of the Word. As we continue in it, then we'll know the truth, and the truth will make us free. We also talked about taking your thoughts captive, and this is very important. The Bible says that we should bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and we are to think on good things. The Bible says thou wilt keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Don't let your thoughts think on negatives. Keep your thoughts on the Word. Keep your thoughts on the truth of the Word of God and think on good things and learn to bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Another thing we talked about was making the right choices in life from our will. God has set before us life and death, blessing and cursing. He says, choose life. God wants us to choose the things that please Him, and we are to yield our will to choose God's way. And this is so important because life is a series of choices. We make choices throughout our day from the time we get up in the morning, and we need to choose the things that please the Lord. Another area we talked about is casting the cares upon the Lord. God does not want you to be carrying any cares, any worries, or any anxieties whatsoever. The Bible says that we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, casting all of our care upon Him, because He careth for you. Don't carry cares, worries, or anxieties, or concerns. Every situation, you can go to God, and you can pray the Word of God, and trust in Him, speak His Word, rely on Him, and know that He is going to work the situation out according to His Word as you speak forth the Word in prayer. Praise God. Philippians 4:6 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything. You're supposed to pray, and as you make your prayer be made known unto God with thanksgiving, the Bible says that the peace that passes all understanding will guard your heart and your mind. Don't be anxious about anything, but learn to pray the Word over every situation. Another discipline to establish is speaking God's Word. The Bible says we should bridle our tongue, and if we don't learn to bridle our tongue, we'll deceive our own heart and our religion will be in vain. The Bible says that as we learn to speak forth God's Word, we're going to release our faith. The Bible says, hold fast your confession. And your tongue is the pen of a ready writer, that whatever you're speaking with your mouth is writing your ticket in the Spirit. And if you'll pour grace, that's the Word of God, the Word of His grace, into your lips, then God will bless you forever. Praise God. We also talked about praying with tongues and praying with our understanding. According to 1 Corinthians 14:15, he says, I'll pray with the spirit, which is praying in tongues, and I will pray with the understanding. We need to be praying with our understanding according to the will of God that we know, according to our understanding from the word in us. This is going to be from our own mind, from our known language. We're also going to pray with tongues, which is praying by means of the Holy Spirit. You're praying with your spirit, releasing what the Holy Spirit would pray through you, and it is tremendously powerful to see the will of God come to pass in your life. Today we're going to talk about the area of confessing sin. You know, God wants us to overcome sin in our life. You know, the Bible says in Romans chapter 6, verse 14, that sin has no more dominion over you. Sin doesn't have dominion over you. Why? Because Jesus redeemed us. Jesus redeemed us from sin. Praise God, we can sin, but we don't have to sin, because now we have been made righteous by the blood of Jesus. We have been made the righteousness of God, and now we can walk in line with the Word. We have a heart that's right with God. We have a heart that wants to follow the ways of the Word. And as we receive the Word written in our heart, written in our mind, then our motivation now is to walk in the ways of righteousness. The Bible says if you'll yield your members unto righteousness, it will produce holiness in your life. But if you yield it unto sin, it brings forth death and destruction. This is why every one of us need to deal with the area of sin in our life. If you have sin in your life, the Bible says in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, that you are to confess your sins. Why do you need to confess your sins? Because you're going to release its effect from you. When you confess your sins, you are releasing it because your mouth is a releaser. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God is a God who's faithful. He's a God who will forgive you. He's waiting for you to come and confess your sins and learn to deal with sin in your life. Don't continue in it. If you are walking in an area of sin right now, don't continue in it. Run to the Lord. Confess that sin. God will help you to come out of that thing. He'll set you free. In fact, the Bible talks about how if you have a sin that so easily besets you, God wants you to lay that thing aside and run and follow the ways of the Word, and you can overcome that area in your life. The Bible says He will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Praise God. All sin brings an unrighteousness upon you. It doesn't break your relationship with God, but it breaks your fellowship. You know, there have been some people that say, that think that, well, if you sin, it would break your relationship with God. That's false. Your relationship comes because of who you are. When you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you are born again, and now you are in right standing with Him. You are in right relationship with Him. Sin does not break relationship, but sin breaks fellowship. Let's give you an example. Let's say we have a man and a woman that are married. They are in a relationship. They are husband and they are wife. Let's say that they go and they get into an argument and they're not speaking with each other. They sin against each other. Did that break their relationship? No. But it broke their fellowship. They're not speaking. They're not in fellowship together. But they still are in relationship. You see, when you sin, you don't break your relationship with God, but you do break your fellowship with Him. And so what does God want you to do? He wants you to confess your sins and come to Him. He is a faithful God, and He is just or righteous to forgive us of our sins. Praise God for the blood of Jesus. You can be forgiven of areas of sin in your life. The worst thing you can do is continue to abide in your sins. God calls every single person to confess their sins and turn from them, repent, turn around away from them, and be forgiven. And also it says you get cleansed from all that unrighteousness. God wants you cleansed. He doesn't want you to have an unrighteous effect. Do you know when you sin, you open the door to the devil? And when you continue in an area of sin, you give place to the devil. That's how demonic spirits will come into a person and begin to bring destruction. Sin brings destruction in your life. It opens the door for curses. The Bible says that a curse causeless shall not come. There is a cause for every curse, and that open door is the area of sin. It is so important that you deal with sin in your life. Confess it, turn from it, know that God will cleanse you from all unrighteousness, then start to yield yourself to the Word of God. Get in the Word of God and start doing what the Word says. instead of letting yourself continue in that area of sin. Now, you aren't going to be able to overcome that just by your own willpower or your own fleshly ability. Instead, you're going to have to get in the Word. The Word is what is going to give you the strength. When a temptation to sin comes, you get into the Word and speak the Word. That's the way Jesus dealt with the temptations. He said, "It is written," and you declare the Word and you act on the Word, and you will resist that sin, you will resist that temptation, and you will walk free from it. One thing is for sure, we need to realize that when we have confessed our sins, God not only cleanses us from all unrighteousness, but He doesn't even remember them anymore. Hebrews chapter 8 verse 12 says, He says, "For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more." If He's merciful to our unrighteousness, that means He's going to cleanse us from all the unrighteousness of the effect of sin. And He says, "Their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more." Praise God. God's not holding you thinking about these sins and iniquities that you have accomplished in the past. No, if you have confessed them, you are wiped clean by the blood of Jesus. You say, "Well, what about this remembrance of my sins and iniquities that keeps coming to me?" That's the devil bringing guilt and condemnation at you. God doesn't bring guilt or condemnation. Remember the woman that was taken in the very act of adultery? Jesus said, "I don't condemn you. Go and sin no more." God's not the one who condemns us. He's the one who draws us to Him that we might confess our sins, so that the blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse us, so that we can be cleansed from all unrighteousness and brought back into right fellowship with the Lord. Praise God. And remember, God says that their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Praise God. All those sins are cast as far as the east is from the west. Praise God. He is a God who is faithful, and He is just to forgive you of your sin. What areas of sin are in your life? Run to the Lord right now. Confess those sins. Receive your forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness. And get in the Word of God that answers that specific area of sin. And fill yourself up with the Word. And choose to do the Word. And speak that Word. And whenever any temptation comes against you, you resist that temptation with the Word of God, declaring, "It is written." It is written. And the power of the Word of God, as you speak it forth, will resist that temptation. And as you choose to walk in God's ways, you will not yield to it, and you will overcome in your life. Always make the daily discipline of confessing any sins in your life, receive forgiveness, and then resist it and walk free from it in your life. We're going to talk more on another daily Christian discipline in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.